This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The Normal Council is moving forward with the replacement and improvement of some water mains and exchanged farewell praises during the last regular meeting for City Manager Mark Peterson. GLT's Charlie Schlenker has more with the Town of Normal Mayor.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal stopped by Sound Ideas following their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Coos, thanks for your time.
Good to be here.
We'll also talk about the recently approved budget and the Economic Development Council's One Voice trip, but let's start with City Manager Mark Peterson. Last night was his last meeting. You two have mostly presented a united front on issues over the years. Was the appearance the reality?
I would say for the most part. There were times that Mark and the council disagreed on things. I think the Marriott Hotel was one issue. Working with John Q. Hammonds, the council felt that Hammonds was the right person. Staff didn't necessarily agree. But at the end of the day, it worked out. And to Mark's credit, the few times that we didn't agree as a council and a manager, he took that issue or that project like it was his own. He knew that that's what he needed to do, is to do what the council wished to do in terms of policy.
They've already spent several hundred thousand dollars on a conceptual design for a new library. Is that money wasted?
I don't think so, because they're looking at both options. They're not saying, well, we don't have the money to build a new library, so we're going to abandon that. So I would say these ideas are moving in parallel.
It seems redundant, though.
Yes and no. I mean, the cost of the study of staying in the same place is not that much money. And the best outcome would be to have a new library in a new location. I think that's their preferred outcome. I think a lot of the studies say that that's a better outcome. It's up to us to figure out how to pay for it.
Well, why give up now then?
I would not. They're not giving up on this. They're just looking at all options. And that's. Please don't look at this as, you know, we decided we can't do A, so we're going to do B. That's not what's going on at all.
That was kind of the rhetoric given by Brian Chase, though, that, mm-hmm. that it was not going to be achievable in even the medium term. So we may as well look at this on the shorter medium term mm-hmm. at the existing facility to meet our needs. And doesn't that put it off for 20 or 30 years?
I don't know, Charlie. I don't think so. I don't like to see it that way. I would still like to see us be able to do it, but we have to be realistic in what we can afford and when we can afford it.
Let's move on to discussion of the recently passed budget. How does it set up the town for the next several years of flat to falling revenue?
Actually, if you look at our budget and the cuts that we approved, we were actually, without doing any of those cuts, were fine for this year and next year. It was year 3, 4, and 5 that we started to see trouble. So the actions that we took this year really affect outgoing years, and we feel pretty confident about the cuts we've made to keep a balanced budget. Now, we have to see what happens to the local economy. You know, are we going to have to do this exercise again to keep a balanced budget? Will things get better? I don't have that crystal ball.
State Farm recently announced several 500 job cuts here based on IT jobs mm-hmm. and an increase of several hundred jobs of claims jobs.
Right.
Now, the pay differential is probably fairly pronounced, although State Farm's not.
I would agree with that.
And State Farm's not unpocketing with what they call proprietary information on that. Mm-hmm. So how much is that going to affect you?
It's definitely going to have an effect. And I think what State Farm is going through is difficult for them, and it's difficult for the community. And I think probably the deeper damage in the short term right now is consumer confidence, and I'm a State Farm employee. Is my job secure or not?
How can that be addressed?
I don't think
by you or the council?
I don't think it can be addressed. I think, you know, that's something you have to react to. I don't think we can be proactive about that exercise. State Farm's doing what it needs to do to maintain its integrity as a business.
Are there offsetting factors for the economy that you believe will improve the revenue side of things for the town?
I think they're there, but they're a longer haul. The Rivian project, the Brandt project, we need more of those kinds of initiatives in our community to offset what's happening. We need to diversify our economy. We're finance and insurance right now. We need to diversify that.
And how to do that when the Dallas and Phoenix and Atlanta areas are growing by tens and hundreds of people per day and we're not?
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, if we have jobs that people want in a community that people want to live in, they will stay here.
Mayor Chris Coos, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Absolutely.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
And I'm Mike McCurdy. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us on Sound Ideas following regular and special council meetings. You're listening to Sound Ideas on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.